7513,
Lombard and Interstate. There was a short stop, and it looks like a customer is holding his head. He says he's fine, but he's been kind of looking around. I'm not sure.
Okay. He definitely does not want medical. You've asked him?
Yeah, I asked him twice. He said he's fine, but I don't know. He's literally holding his head right now.
Did he say that he hit it against expansion or anything like that?
I mean, he must have hit it on something. He's holding his head pretty hard.
Okay, copy. All right, well, if you can't force him to get medical. All right, I'm going to have you fill out an operator's report just to see what happened. Again, you know, nobody else seems to be injured or anything. He's the only one that appears to be having a problem.
That's correct. He's making his way up here. I'm going to talk to him again.
Yeah, I'll stand by. Just ask him again and make sure he doesn't want medical.
I asked him again, but he's bleeding.
Okay, is it pretty bad bleeding? Is he able to get a paper towel to hold it against there? And he's definitely refusing medical.
I'm sorry, I was talking to him again. I only caught like the last little bit of that.
Okay, I just want to confirm he's definitely refusing medical.
Yeah, he changed his mind once he saw that there's blood. He is requesting medical.
Okay, all right. How old is he? And is he having a hard time with any sort of dizziness or anything like that?
He was wobbly on his way up here. I mean, to be fair, he was wobbly getting on the bus. But he is requesting medical.
Okay, and how old is he?
30, early 30s, 5'8", black male, maybe 150, 160 pounds.
Okay, just have him sit down. If you can get him some paper towels, he doesn't already have any to hold it to his head, we'll get medical to you. Just hold tight, put on your four-way flashers, let your passengers know that medical is on the way, so they might want to catch the next bus.
Copy. I'm going to let everyone know now.
All right. 1950.